When you hear the word audit, good things may not come to mind. You might think about the IRS peeking into your personal accounts, finding you owe more on your taxes.
Sometimes I call it an assessment, so we don't get that negative connotation with it.
Shana Kilcoyne is a director at the Renewable Energy Alaska Project. She says this audit is something businesses might want to sign up for.
The level of energy audit we're doing is really just trying to get an understanding of how the building is using energy.
Up to 26 Southeast businesses can request the energy audit, and the grant covers most of the cost. Kilcoyne says think of it as more of a workshop. After businesses turn over 2 years of electricity and heating info, an energy auditor stops by and makes suggestions.
Some of the easier ones are efficient lighting. LEDs have become a lot more affordable and are much more efficient than some of the older lighting. Weatherization, we see a lot of cracks in doors and windows.
And those suggestions can save big bucks, especially in communities that run primarily off diesel. In Hoonah last year, the energy auditor recommended LED lights in the harbor and gym.
And they were having trouble keeping the gym open. It cost so much to run.
After the switch, the city saved $17,000. Kilcoyne says this year they're considering offering the energy audits to commercial fishing vessels, too. And later on, the final reports could help businesses qualify for loans to finance the more expensive improvements. Even though that's money spent, Kilcoyne thinks it's also money saved.
That could go back to, you know, staying open longer or hiring more people or expanding their business.
The Renewable Energy Alaska Project is administering the $95,000 grant. It was awarded to Southeast Conference, an economic development organization based in Juneau. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.